We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey now, you are listening to The New Untitled Show with Tim and Steve, and we already got the show started with our first tune. That was Rome Wasn't Built in a Day. That version by Mighty Joe Young from his Chicken Heads LP that came out on Ovation in 1974. And that song was written by Betty and Beverly Prudhomme. No relation that I know of, but then again, we're all related, aren't we, Steve?
I guess so. Betty and Beverly.
Yes.
The songwriting team there.
Yes, they wrote a few songs back in the day. But now let's talk about today. What do you have playing next?
We're going to hear Candy by Big Maybelle. This was a 7-inch and a 10-inch that came out on Savoy in 56, and it's produced by Ozzy Cadena. Ozzy is the father of Des Cadena, who some of us know from playing in Black Flag and Red Cross and Misfits and others. But his father, Ozzy, moved from Oklahoma to Newark as a young guy, and he liked to visit the Harlem churches to hear the music at the church. And later in life, he worked at Savoy Records in New York and Newark, becoming a producer. And through his producing, he recorded John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Smith, Charles Mingus, and Big Maybelle. Ozzy later moved, I think, to Redondo Beach and was famously in charge of the Lighthouse, a jazz club that was on in Hermosa Beach, and it's still running today, the Lighthouse. But and also in the musical family, Ozzy had a grandson whose name is Kyle, and he's a guitarist who's played with Bernie Worrell of P-Funk and Talking Heads. So little Ozzy history, but let's hear Candy by Big Maybelle.
Why I call my sugar candy? I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Is always handy just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 it's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yeah, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine. Thank you.
Look at your girl, you get yourself a foul child. Sharpen up your axe. You swing it to the left. You swing it to the right. Wow, look at that girl in that green dress. She chopping down trees all night. Hey, Timber. Chop it up, baby. Wow, Timber. you're broken down. Jesus is ready. Oh, yeah. I don't let yourself down. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus is ready. Oh, do I have to say it again? Say it again. I think I wanna say it again. Say it again. Jesus is ready. Yeah. Talking about you've got a friend. That's why I just wanted everybody to know that she's waiting.
Welcome back to the new Untitled Show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We're playing you all kinds of music today. We just heard Jesus Is Waiting by Al Green. That's from Call Me. That was a high record, came out in 73. It was produced by Willie Mitchell at Royal Studio in Memphis. Just Like Honey, that's the Jesus and Mary chain. That's a song from Psycho Candy that came out in 1985. Timber, that's Candy Phillips, and that's produced by Eddie Bowe. That's a 7-inch from 66. Bordertown Blues, a blunt instrument, that's Dave Grusin from Candy, their original soundtrack to the motion picture. That came out in 68. Who are some of the stars of Candy, Tim?
I think Ringo was in it. I know Marlon Brando was in it.
I knew Marlon Brando, yeah.
Yes. Was Peter Sellers?
Peter Sellers.
Is he? It was an all-star cast, yeah. Really hard to find. Terry Southern, I think, was the writer.
Mm-hmm. And before we played Dave Grusin, we played Big Maybelle singing Candy. We talked about her a little bit last week, so we wanted to play another tune produced by Ozzie Cadena. That's Big Maybelle. Tim, I was in Bearsville last night.
Yes.
And they had a record label.
Yes. Well, Steve, that is so weird because I have the next tune I was going to play was on Bearsville. It came out in 71 originally under the name of the band was called Half Nelson. 10 months later, they reissued it under the name Sparks. This is a happy birthday going out to keyboardist songwriter Ron Mal. Mail? I don't know how to say the brother's name, but this is Sparks with Fletcher Onorama.
Fletcher Onorama, won't you rally around the man who's on our limb? Sing the songs that please him very softly while we jolt him with a hymn. Because this is his final whim, so be sure.
power cord and the candles burn down low. But something inside of me says the bad news isn't so.
Miracle.
And maybe I love you so.
Yeah. crying. Your face is a mess. Come in, baby. You can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt you again, I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy.
Just 17, pretty is the answer to any man's dream. From the start I gave Julie all the love that I had, but everyone told me that Julie was bad. For Julie liked parties and clothes that fit tight, drinking and dancing and out late at night. She was everything evil with the face of a child, and I sat home and waited while my Julie went wild.
Julie went wild, Julie went wild.
I built an empire with my own two hands, power and money to break any man. But with all my possessions, power and gold, Julie was one thing I couldn't control. Though I gave Julie all my money could buy, and begged her to love me, but she wouldn't try. For she'd only laugh as she'd walk out the door, and each time she hurt me made me love her more. Sleep until Julie got home. Last night she came in but wasn't alone. The things that I heard I could hardly believe, as her and the stranger made plans to leave. Without my Julie, I just couldn't live. And this is one thing I know I could never forgive. So I wait with a pistol, the bullets just three. One for the stranger, Julie and me. One for the stranger, Julie and me.
We are back here to tell you what you've been listening to on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You just heard a really scary song. It was written by Waylon Jennings, performed by Birthday Boy Porter Wagoner. A little tune called Julie from the 1967 album The Cold Hard Facts of Life. Before that was Baby Washington doing Breakfast in Bed, a 7-inch, 69 on Cotillion. It was written by Donnie Fritz and Eddie Hinton, recorded at Muscle Shoals. That tune, you might have heard it before, by Dusty Springfield. She did it on Dusty in Memphis. So UB40 did it with Chrissy Hynde. Before that was Transistor Madness, Future DJ. That was by Dr. Buzzard's Original Savannah Band from their album Dr. Buzzard's Original Savannah Band Meets King Pennant, 1978. We're wishing another happy birthday, this one to bassist, vocalist, lyricist August Darnell, who later became Kid Creole of Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Before that was somebody who previously was a Beatle. That was Paul McCartney and Wings with their tune Power Cut, an often heard tune from their Red Rose Speedway album from 73. And we started it all off with Fletcher Onorama by Sparks on Bearsville label. All right, that's a lot of birthdays, Steve. You know, that last tune was a country-ish country tune. We don't play much country. How about you play some more country?
I'm all fine with that. This is Willie Nelson, something he released this year called The Border.
I work on the border. I see what I see. I work on the border, and it's working on me. I lie awake at night, knowing what I know. There's a price on the head of every border patrol, where the smugglers do business. That's where I make a stand. I know this old desert like the back of my hand. I see greed in the bushes. I see snakes in the dark. Some are friends of my brothers. Can't you hear them dogs bark? I come home to Maria at the end of the day, in the shape of a shadow, holding demons at bay. It's just the border, they say. It was Mexican soldiers out of a black Humvee with their guns to their shoulders, aimed at my partner and me. as they drove away laughing. But the message was clear: we don't care about nothing but the money down here. I come home to Maria in a bulletproof vest, with the weight of the whole wide world bearing down on my chest. It's just a border, I guess. From the shacks and the shanties come the hungry and poor, some to drown at the crossing, some to suffer no more. Guess you heard about Campos and Romulan, both of them friends of mine, both good men. They did one thing right, and look what they got: federal prison, where they're both gonna run. I come home to Maria, where else would I go? Cross the river to die by myself, down in old Mexico. It's just the border, you know.
I'll go soft shoe when it rains. I'll go shuffle through the aches and pains. Mr. Young Al, that's what I try to be.
They all laugh and cry. They get to feeling better, and that is why.
If it was good for you, truly it was good for me.
Then we're rolling on, rolling on. Feeling better than we did last night. Rolling on, rolling on. It's hard sometimes, pretty much it's alright.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. Tim, if I wanted to donate to WYXR and keep DJs like us on the air, how would I do that?
You would go to WYXR.org. At the top of the page or near the top, there is a donate button that you press on, and it takes you right to where you need to go. Easy.
Thank you so much for that information. And now we'll tell you what we just played. It was a real short set, but that was Rollin' On by Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris from All the Road Running, an album that came out in 2006. Although that record was recorded sporadically from 98 to 2004. And that song was written by yet another birthday boy, Mark Knopfler, of course, of Dire Straits. And this very short set was started off with a new track by 90-year-old Willie Nelson called The Border from an LP of the same name. And let's send lots of love to Willie because he's still out there playing. He just had a little tour, Outlaw Music Tour. So I'm sure glad that Willie is still on Earth. And Tim, we're playing some music as we get out of here. We're hearing a song called Hustler. Can you tell me anything about that?
Oh, all I know about it is that this is Tony Allen, drummer with Africa 70, an album called Progress from 77, and it's Tony Allen's birthday. So many birthdays. Also, he was with Fela Kuti. Is that right, Steve?
Certainly.
He's a drummer. This is all you. What do you tell me?
Tim, you need to know. Brian Eno considers Tony Allen one of the greatest drummers in musical history. Let's stop talking and listen to Tony, and I'll come and see you next week.
Chanksky will be right up. Night-night.